Track 17, The Last Word. Neil is looking a bit exhausted. It seems that life at Shady Pines can be rather demanding. Here he is to explain.
Mrs. H, in her capacity as matron at Shady Pines, tries hard to keep we inmates healthy. Sticking to a well-balanced diet, comprising as near as possible the five-a-day portions of vegetables which keep our digestive systems running smoothly. Salt and sugar are only allowed in limited amounts. If I manage to smuggle anything sweet into the house under Mrs. H's radar, I have to take care how I dispose of any wrappers. If she ever has a need to burrow to the bottom of the wheelie bin, I'll be exposed. While our meals contribute to our well-being, one area where Mrs. H is constantly banging the drum about keeping us healthy is exercise. The trouble is, she devours any article that advocates exercise for longevity. She read somewhere that every hour you sit watching television knocks 20 minutes off your life. I must say, she does practice what she preaches. For example, standing on one foot is supposed to help with balance. She would do this while she cleans her teeth, the duration of which is determined by singing Happy Birthday twice. She changes feet between verses. In fact, Mrs. H stands on one foot at random. She will jump up in the middle of a TV programme and stare at the screen while standing like a bewildered stork. And she doesn't even wobble. She does everything she can to draw me into her exercise regime. "We must make a point of going for some long walks," she declared, before adding, "I'll tell you what else we'll do. Come to the table and sit down." We were in the kitchen. Fortunately, it is at the back of Shady Pines, so no one passing could see what happened next. "Right, stand up and sit down 20 times, and don't use your hands to help yourself up." So there we were, two mature adults facing each other across the table, springing up and down like Jacks in the Box. Mrs. H is the one who is good at maths, but I thought I could at least count. I finished what I thought were my 20, while she bounced up and down for another 4 or 5 times. "That's more than 20," I complained, joining in again. My knees were protesting, but Mrs. H continued to rise serenely from the chair. Following this theme, I'm supposed to get up from the armchair without using my arms to propel myself. Apparently knees, hips and stomach muscles all benefit from this. There's one manoeuvre she performs that I simply cannot do. It is supposed to improve the posture. Put your right hand over your right shoulder while thrusting your left hand up your back and lock fingers. Mrs. H can do this with ease, whereas I have a significant shortfall. She does have another exercise, which, thankfully, she hasn't inflicted on me yet. If she pops, say, some milk in the microwave to heat a couple of minutes, she'll pound up and down the stairs while it's heating. I have tried it. It's a killer. It's really painful above the knees and leaves me gasping for breath. Just think, you could make a circuit out of all Mrs. H's exercise. Every hour, make 20 no-hand attempts to get off the sofa, sprint to the bathroom, stand on one leg and wash your hands while singing Happy Birthday, spend 2 minutes scaling and descending the stairs, then wind down by turning into Rubber Man and trying to lock your fingers behind your back. You just need to hope that the previous evening's broccoli and onion bake doesn't decide to activate your digestive system when you're halfway up the stairs.
Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. Don't fail to do your stuff with a lot of powder and a puff. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.